People in the Seattle metro area know the feeling. It's rush hour, you're stuck in your car, going nowhere. People in the region waste an average of 55 hours a year in congestion. Joshua McNichols with KUOW's Region of Boom team has a story of one commuter's way of skipping traffic altogether.
In the early afternoon, Jeremy Noble gets off his job as an air traffic controller near SeaTac Airport. All day long, he's been watching airplanes, little dots on his radar screen. After work, he steps outside into the bright sunshine.
If you look at the sky right now, it's nice and blue, and you can hear the airplanes, but you don't really see anything. It looks like there's nothing here, but when you walk in, you look at the radar scope, it's almost chaotic. There's airplanes everywhere.
Noble's job is to organize that chaos. He coaxes planes into orderly approaches to the airport.
We get them all lined up, so they're all 3 miles apart, and it kind of looks like a string of pearls as they come down.
If only car traffic could be so smooth. Noble's drive home from SeaTac can be grueling. Sometimes it takes 2 hours. But 2 days a week, if the weather's good, he gets to rise above it all in his small airplane. His dream commute starts with a short car ride from SeaTac Airport to the Renton Airport. Of course, we hit a traffic jam on the way.
We talk about growth in Seattle. This is the kind of growth we're talking about. This is all mostly traffic coming out of the airport. Not people that have landed in the last couple hours.
But the traffic hell is about to end for us.
All right, here we are.
Noble goes through a safety check, starts the engine, and then we're ready for takeoff.
I'm ready for taxi to 3-4. I've got November.
A few minutes later, we're above the traffic.
The feeling of being out of the traffic is, it's like freedom.
It's about 3:45, and already I can see the cars are backing up on I-5 and 405 below us. How do we let this happen every single day? Compare that to the precision of air traffic control around SeaTac, where airplane traffic follows strict timing and geometry.
So if you look at Seattle and you draw a north-south line and an east-west line, so essentially a plus over the top of Seattle, that's where the airplanes are going out. And if you draw an X over Seattle, that's where the airplanes are coming in.
As we fly, pilots and towers constantly communicate with each other. They tell Noble to steer clear of the city of Snohomish, where people are jumping out of planes for fun. From here, their parachutes look no bigger than dandelion fluff. 20 minutes after takeoff, we've reached the far northern edge of the Seattle metro region. As we prepare to land, the approaching Arlington Airport looks sleepy. It has no air traffic controllers. Approaching pilots simply call out their locations to each other over the radio. But the region's growth has now reached this area, too. Just below us, the highways leading in and out of Everett are clogged with heavy traffic. At Arlington, Noble hops into another car, which we drive 15 minutes further into the country to his home outside of Stanwood.
We're home.
He has 5 acres with chickens and dogs and everything. It's a modest home. In comparison, his plane is worth as much as a high-end Tesla. At home, his wife Jeanette tells me she encouraged him to start flying because driving several hours a day made her husband
grumpy, hostile, maybe a little bit. I'm going to be in so much trouble here.
Did getting him to fly a couple days a week to his work save your marriage?
I don't think it was that bad, but it definitely made him more tolerable.
Most of us won't be able to fly airplanes to escape the traffic mess, but I learned something from the trip. At rush hour, our system of roads and cars looks like an anthill that somebody stepped on. There's one place where our transportation system appears organized. It's the single line of light rail that slices through the center of the region. From the sky, it looks as thin as a human hair. In Stanwood, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.
We have photos and a video of Jeremy Noble's airplane commute on our website, kuow.org.